the home number. Okay, cool. I got it. I'm going to take care of it.
Let me know if you need to join.
Yeah.
Hello?
Hi, is this Tom?
It is.
Hey, Tom, it's Ruben at Cardiff. How are you doing?
Good. Let me see. You know what? I've just been... Of course, I got back to work and deluged by a bunch of things. I haven't even looked at your...
I haven't sent them yet. I'm actually about to email you real quick.
I'm good. I've been waiting for your email here right by my... No, I haven't been waiting.
Is it drthom at saintaugustinefoot.com?
That's it.
All right. So let's just see if you get those. Can you check your email?
I'm sitting in front of the computer. That doesn't mean it's going to load right away, but I've got it. Let's see.
And we spelled your name correctly, correct?
D-R-T-H-O-M?
I have your legal name being T-H-O-M-A-S-L-E-B-E-A-U.
Yeah, but it... my legal name is Thomas, actually, but...
Yeah, T-H-O-M-A-S, correct?
That is my legal name, yes.
Cool. Perfect. That's what I want to make sure.
I don't have these yet. Let me see if they're somewhere else. That is in a different file. Let me move that while I have it. Did you do St. Augustine, S-T, no period, Augustine Foot?
Yeah, I said, so D like David, R Romeo, T Tom, H Henry, O Oscar, M Mary, at Sam Tango Alpha under George under Sam Tango India Nancy Edward Foot.com.
Yeah.
You might want to check your spam. It just went out to you, so it might take a second.
It goes through Outlook, and that's always less than fast.
No worries. I'll hold on. I know you're a busy guy.
Yeah.
So just to kind of why this is loading up, there's just a few conditions to fund your loan. They're nothing major. I just want to give you what we need. A clear copy of your driver's license, which we already have. And we also need... a copy of your state license.
State professional license?
Yeah, because I think it's in the medical program, correct.
Got it.
Yeah.
Just those two things?
Correct. Yeah, there's a few other things on my end that I have to take care of with your vendor, but I take care of that stuff.
Okay. All right. I did check with them. They can get you serial numbers and all of that good stuff.
Cool. Perfect.
So, let's see... Let me refresh and see if this is here.
I gotta tell you, I'm jealous of your state. No state income tax.
That is one thing we like about it.
Oh my God, we get hammered in California. It's out of control. Out of control.
Yeah, well, they've got all kinds of taxes and fees and things that you guys have to deal with.
Yeah, the only fee that you might get invoiced for, by the way, is Florida charges us a state stamp tax fee. So we'll probably have to invoice for that, which basically means that we go to Florida, we put a UCC filing on the equipment with the serial numbers, and they charge us a fee based on the value of the equipment. So they do make it up in other ways. Don't worry. Gas tax, state tax, sales income tax. Every tax imaginable. But I don't believe your vendor is going to have sales tax on your invoice because they're an out-of-state vendor.
Right. Right. Exactly.
Have you worked with them before?
I initialed them. Yeah. Yep.
Okay. So did those documents pop up?
I have them now.
Okay, so quick thing.
Ongoing authorization.
So these are FAFSA fund documents. So just make sure, and it's kind of silly, but make sure when you're signing your signature, the signature on the document looks as close as possible in style to the signature on your driver's license. The documents are pretty self-explanatory, but if you want, I can just walk you through them. The first page is just a cover page. So the second page I want, it says equipment finance agreement. Do you have that in front of you?
Yep.
So in the middle where your name is listed, you'd be signing and dating. In the below that, it says your name, you'd be signing and dating. And then you'd also be signing and dating on the bottom.
Okay.
The second page is terms and conditions. I'm sorry?
These are print these, sign them, and then scan them back?
Yes, you'd scan scan them back would be preferable, although you can fax them. We prefer scanning because sometimes the fax distorts things.
Yep.
On the bottom of the second page, we just want to make sure you've received that page. So if you could just initial on the bottom right or left-hand side, it'd be great.
Okay.
On the next page is the equipment list and the vendor. You'll sign on the right-hand sign and date.
Yep.
On the bottom of page, five, you'll be signing. You'll also be initialing by those three check marks and dating. It allows us to pay the vendor their deposit. The next page is kind of tricky. So you're not going to collect the one-time authorization. You're going to collect the ongoing authorization. You're going to put your initials, fill out with your bank information, and sign, and date, and email, and phone number.
Okay.
The insurance certificate, you do not need insurance to fund this transaction. You'll get a letter in the mail from us asking for insurance. We can just take care of this for you if you wish, save you a lot of time and effort. So if you want, email me over your insurance broker's phone number, and I'll take care of the certificate to take something off your plate if you wish.
Okay.
The next is the pre proceeds, how much we're paying the vendor. So we'll need you to sign and date that.
Okay.
Last page is for the next page is a billing statement, just initial anywhere, it's for your reference. And so do it signing is a one-time fee of $400 and your first payment of $24.75.74. Then the last page, you'll put depository name as your bank name, account number, your bank account number, and your business's tax ID number. You'll be signing that where it says customer, writing your name, printing it out, your title being president and dating it. And then you'll include these documents along with the check made payable. And you know what? I just noticed on your documents, there's a massive error here. Hold on. These documents are wrong because your check has to be that $8,400. Good thing I looked at
that. I wondered how that went down so fast.
Yeah, I wish.
I like those discounts.
Yeah, I know you do. can you give me about 20 minutes and I can correct this and call you right? So basically, if you want, you can complete. The pledges that you can complete are... I can just make it, because I can just send you everything else. I apologize. Just popping through that. So you can page, don't complete the equipment finance agreement.
What if and you just, can you just send me a whole new set, and that way I won't
forget? Yeah, let me send you a new set. Give me about 5 minutes, okay? 5 to 10 minutes.
That's fine. I'm just about to do an employee review, so I have to do that. You guys are on West Coast time, right? So you're there for a little while?
Correct.
Yep. Okay. Send it.
All right. Thank you.
Set, and then I will get back to you after this review.
Thanks, buddy. I appreciate it. Bye-bye.
You got it. Bye.